Alex, you've been looking into the effort to shut down free speech in the United States. What's happening in that arena?
Like everything else, it is over the top, but we've written articles up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that just simply link to the legislation itself. It's a multi-pronged attack, basically shutting down net neutrality. And for those that don't know what that means, the telecommunications company spent over $150 million, the Wall Street Journal reported last year, trying to pass an end to net neutrality. And that means the big internet service providers, the big telecommunications companies will decide whose websites they allow people to visit and not, and you'll have to pay them, not for bandwidth, because you're already paying for that.
They're doing that already. Yeah.
They're going to make you pay them just to be able to like pass a toll road, basically going over a bridge, and that was narrowly defeated because the chairman of the committee pushing it was such a doddering idiot. And the press asking, remember, what's the internet? He says it's a bunch of tubes, and you can't dump stuff on it like a truck. So that was narrowly defeated. They're bringing back the attack on net neutrality. They're trying to shut down the old web, let it fall apart, put us over on Internet 2, that then massively restricts freedom, makes you register to get on it, makes you have a domain as a subdomain, kind of like MySpace where you can't have your own site. But then we have S1 in the Senate. Section 220, and it takes the Lobbying Reform Act that was passed a few years ago, so-called campaign finance reform, mm-hmm. and it says that if your blog, website, or message board gets over 500 visitors a year, the smallest MySpace account gets that in a month.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 500 visitors a year, that you then have to register as a registered lobbyist, like K Street lobbyist, and be under the exact same stringent reporting if you make any statements about politics or any policy. And the Democrats are also
amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Frightening.
And they're also trying to bring back, remember, there couldn't be talk radio before 1988 because of the Fairness Doctrine. There were no George Norris, there were no Rush Limbaughs. You could only go on and basically do a dry news show with no opinion, or you had to, quote, give equal time, and the executives just said no. That got overturned and created a huge industry in free speech in America.
Right.
They are trying to attack that now and claim that that's lobbying. So it's an attack on free speech, and they're coming at us at so many different angles. Also, the hate crimes legislation. I mean, 98% of people don't like the horrible things that white supremacists and others say, but they use them as a poster boy or poster child to then say, let's restrict all free speech, and instead of just having a law where you commit a crime and do it hatefully, so there's an added penalty, they want to actually start saying if something you said was hurtful, you can now be arrested. And that was barely defeated last year. Now the Democrats control the Congress. It has a good chance of passing, and they've reintroduced it. So this is all completely and totally un-American. Even if something someone's saying is distasteful, we have to fight for their right to say it, because if they lose their right to free speech, we will soon lose ours.
Isn't there a point, though, where common decency should kick in? Here's an example. In Michigan several years ago, some families and their kids were canoeing, and there was a guy on the he was canoeing, and he pulled along the shore, and he said every four-letter word you could think of.
No, that's different. That is causing a disturbance. That's disorderly conduct, and that basically is harassment. So if you're in a public...
So what are you talking about?
No, we're not talking about being in a public place and yelling fire in a theater. We're not talking about being in a public place and screaming the F word and the S word over and over again. We're talking about taking someone's political speech. Let's say if it's like that black professor last year that said all whites need to die. You know, he's saying we're evil. I don't agree with that. It's horrible, but I need my free speech to say he's bad. Or when some white supremacist says we need to, you know, kill all the Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
That is distasteful and horrible, but the government doesn't care about them doing that. This is all meant, and they did this in Europe. Here's an example. I interviewed him. Robin Page, the co-host for like 20 years of One Man and His Dog. The dog's the other host. And he would walk from town to town in each episode each week.
Right.
Was the camera and where he went and what pubs he went to and, you know, the hills he walked on, because they're big into, you know, those walkabouts there. Well, that's Australia. But the point is, Robin Page was liberal, and Robin Page was at a rural affairs event in 2003. And they were taking people's property, land restrictions, and metering wells. And he said, you know, we deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims as rural communities. And they arrested him. This was in the BBC. And said that, well, we decide when the word homosexual is meant as a slang term or it's just a scientific term. It's like heterosexual, homosexual. They said, we decide. And they said, because you did that, and we think you said it meanly, they did arrest him.